Thank you and good morning. The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee met last week, and they have released the first report on funding priorities, along with letters of support for various funding requests. More than 50 organizations from across the county have requested $12.5 million in funding, and the committee rates each request on three tiers: must-have, need-to-have, and nice-to-have. The committee has prioritized law enforcement, with $450,000 recommended to the Eureka Police Department for its MIST program and $180,000 to Fortuna PD for the hiring of an officer. The sheriff's office could receive $1.2 million for staff and vehicle needs, and the district attorney's office was rated must-have for vehicle and witness expenses, as well as for the public defender's office. In all, the committee has given must recommendations to 10 requests for just over $7 million, and you can review the list and the letters of support at the county website. The City of Eureka has issued a press release that will require anyone who is currently camping in the area known as the Palco Marsh has until May 2nd to vacate the premises. Mayor Frank Yeager said in a statement that the city is working with the County Department of Health and Human Services and other service providers to coordinate efforts to assist those camping in the marsh to obtain permanent housing. On Friday, the city will issue a request for proposal for any individuals or organizations who are interested and qualified to help relocate those in need of housing. The city cited the possibility of losing its insurance, environmental degradation, crime, and the fact that construction on the Bay Trail begins in May as the driving forces behind the relocation. City Manager Greg Sparks said people must be out by May 2nd so that construction can proceed and that the removal of people will occur regardless of whether or not the city receives an acceptable proposal to relocate them. For all those reasons, the city must take swift and decisive action, said Sparks. The Fortuna Police Department has released surveillance photos of two men wanted in connection with an armed robbery at a grocery store in the 2900 block of School Street on Saturday night. The report stated that the first suspect entered the store and brandished a small handgun, and the second suspect then entered and took an undisclosed amount of cash. The two men remain at large, and you can view the photos at the Fortuna Police Department's website. Arcata police arrested 38-year-old Eureka resident Michael Koenig in the early morning hours on Saturday after a traffic stop for a registration violation on J Street. Officers arrested Koenig on suspicion of DUI, and a search of the car turned up a loaded .45 caliber handgun and drug paraphernalia. Koenig was booked on weapons charges and for an outstanding warrant, also for an earlier DUI. The Arcata Police Department is searching for two white male adults who robbed the 76 gas station on Alliance Road early Friday morning. The two suspects entered the store, one of them brandished a handgun at the clerk, and they then fled the scene with cash and other stolen merchandise. The suspects were last seen fleeing south on Alliance Road, and they remain at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There have been concerns raised that due to budget deficits, the county may look at closing county parks. The Board of Supervisors will discuss county parks as they relate to the county budget at tomorrow's supervisors' meeting, and as of now, no final decisions have been made. Director of Public Works Tom Mattson said in an email that the Parks Division is looking at a significant difference between revenue and expenses that is primarily due to a large insurance rate increase. Mattson said the county needs to review the operation of the parks, and that includes looking into increasing camping fees and day use fees, as well as looking at the number of parks that don't generate enough revenue to cover the costs of operation and maintenance. Jordan Christmas has state funding news.
The California Transportation Commission has allocated $170 million to fund 49 projects across the state, including projects in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties. Del Norte County will receive $8 million in total funding for retaining walls along Highway 101 south of the Mill Creek Campground and just a little north of Hamilton Road. Humboldt County will receive $2.3 million to realign a curve on Highway 299 near Willow Creek, and $1.1 million will be sent to Mendocino County to upgrade the railing along Highway 101 at the South Willits Overhead Bridge.
Thank you, Jordan. Caltrans will host a series of meetings this week to address the issue of the last chance grade and proposed fixes to that troubled stretch of Highway 101 south of Crescent City. The first meeting will be held in Eureka at the Warfinger Building today from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. That meeting will be followed by a meeting in Crescent City on the 23rd and Klamath on the 24th. And that's the news on this rainy Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.